Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for spending your every single morning or afternoon or nighttime, whenever it is that you listen to this. I've heard from some of you that you let me put you to sleep at night, which is hilarious because that means that my voice is sleep-inducing, but that's okay. I'm an insomniac, so I listen to things to help me fall asleep too, so I totally get it. Hey, we are now, we're through Matthew chapter 20, and now we're in chapter 21, verses 1 through 11 in the Common English Bible, the CEV, and this is what it says. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gave two disciples a task. He said to them, "Go into the village over there. As soon as you enter, you will find a donkey tied up and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that their master needs them." He sent them off right away. Now this happened to fulfill what the prophet said, "Say to daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the donkey's offspring." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on him. Then he sat on them. Now, a large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others cut palm branches off the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds in front of him and behind him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. "Who is this?" they asked. The crowds answered, "It's the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this triumphant entry is so beautiful and powerful, and it's how a king would have been welcomed into Jerusalem. And so in that moment, I can kind of feel just the excitement and the furor and the the joy and the dancing and just the anticipatory feeling of just, here comes our King. And Lord, I pray that into my soul today. I want to have that kind of anticipatory joy, knowing that I can spend time with you at any moment of any day. And I can say, "Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." That is you, and you have conveyed that blessing to us, your followers. And so we thank you for that. It also, though, Lord, reminds me of the fickleness of crowds. They were worshiping you. They were heralding you. They were welcoming you into a position of kingdomness and kingness. And it was not much longer after this that they were shouting, "Crucify, crucify, crucify." And so, Lord, we have to understand that in our own hearts. Lord, I have the capacity to have great worship of you, and I also have the capacity to betray you and to turn away from you. And so, Lord, forgive us for those times in our lives when we've been like the crowd that said, "Crucify you," where we have treated you with disdain, or we have thought, "I don't need Jesus. I can do this on my own," or "He just messes with my life," or I don't want to have to think about God. I don't want to have to think about what He wants of me. I don't want to have to think about how I should act, because I really just am in love with the way I want to do things. And Lord, so we ask for your forgiveness in living that way, as if our lives are for ourselves and not for you. So instead, Lord, we choose to worship you. We choose to say, "Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to the Son of David." We want to bless you with our lives. We want to bless you with our devotion. We want to bless you by telling the truth today to those we love, to speak the truth in love. Lord, we want to bless you by our obedience and our trust and our faith in your ability, not in our ability to walk well, but in your ability to change lives. We want to have that kind of faith. Would you grow our faith today to believe you for bigger and bigger things? We trust you, Lord, to do that. And we wait on tiptoes for you to show up and help us to love you more. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. What a privilege it is to pray for you. If you would like a Monday prayer with your name in it for 2 years, that's kind of a long time, you can go to jesuseveryday.life and you will receive that Monday prayer. And so I pray that that free prayer will be a blessing to you. So if you need more prayer, you can do that. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope that you can rest in knowing that the Son of David has welcomed you into his kingdom today, and that there is much cause for rejoicing.